Light in this present darkness, this is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, so glad that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace, and we are concluding our study of this wonderful section of the woman at the well and what transpired after Jesus had transformed her and given her living water. Remember, Jesus said that. She had been pursuing all of her idolatry. She had had five husbands, and she had now been involved in adultery. And Jesus had offered her living water. If you knew who this was, who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked, and he would have given you living water. Well, by the end of this discourse, she has been given living water. And the way that we see that is that she immediately goes out into the city and tells others the wonderful things that Christ has done and how he exposed her. You see, this is what happens. We've seen this over and over in the New Testament. The demoniac, the first thing he happened when he was transformed, he wanted to be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him out, and he went out and told everyone in the region the wonderful things that Christ had done for him. Now, the shocking aspect to John chapter 4 is that Jesus' own disciples didn't quite get their own mission or his. They had become worldly. They had become focused on physical food. Now, we contrasted this yesterday, and we've looked at this past week, the great contrast. They went into the city, only brought out physical food. She goes into the city, she brings out souls. And let me just say, it is a sad thing that often new Christians are so excited in zeal for the Lord that they are better witnesses than those who have been around for so long, who become prideful, who become full, who become complacent and grumbling in the wilderness like Israel. But we should learn from this woman. We should learn the principle of what Jesus teaches here and be inspired to never leave our first love. Remember, Jesus warned the church in Ephesus that they had left their first love. A lot of people will say, well, that's Jesus. I don't believe it was Jesus. I believe it's what happened when they had first come to Jesus. That excitement, that zeal that had followed when they went out as a church and were a shining light to those in the present darkness. It's sad that churches can put their whole lamps under bowls and become a closed-knit, nitpicky community. Well, here we are. Jesus teaches a principle to his disciples. In verse 36, he says, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. So Jesus is explaining the nature of gospel ministry. We're on a mission of reaping souls. You're my reapers. There are sowers out there. Together, when the harvest happens, we all rejoice. But Jesus has just said something. The fields are already white for the harvest. The reaping time is now. It's not just at some future date when he comes, which there will be the grand final harvest. He's saying it's taking place now. There's a harvest of souls now. And so Jesus says in verse 37, this saying is true. One sows and another reaps. But here's the blessing for you, dear disciples. All this sowing is already done. You get to go reap. Now listen, I sent you to reap that for which you've not labored. Others have labored, and you've not entered into their labors. I have sent you to reap. Others have already labored. Who? Well, commentators are all mixed up. Could be the prophets. You know, we looked at this yesterday. This is amazing. Could be a whole bunch of writers in the Old Testament. But think about the context. Christ has just saved an adulteress and filled her with living water. What did she go do? She dropped her bucket and ran back to the city. Who is already laboring as he's speaking this? It's the woman. So put it all in context. Lift up your eyes. Look at the fields. They are ready for you. Reap it. Where are your eyes if they're not lifted up? They're on you, right? Jesus is saying, get your eyes off yourselves. All you're worried about is your bellies. All you're worried about is physical food, eating to be sustained with earthly life. All you're worried about is your economy, your bank accounts, your houses, your Twitters, your Facebooks. If you get your seat in church, you, your food. Look up, says Jesus. Look at the fields. They're already white for the harvest. White. No crops were white there in those days. What's he talking about? You've heard this preached for years. Fields are white for the harvest. You know the verse. You can quote it. What does it mean? Well, I said yesterday, Google the Samaritans. Google them worshiping on Mount Gerizim. And you know what you'll find? They wear white robes. For thousands of years, they've done this. Now consider the scene. The woman's down in Samaria. She has said, come see a man. And there they come. At that very moment, disciples are holding physical food. They're looking down. Jesus says, look up. You know what happened when they looked up? Off in the distance, there was a whole city coming to them. And in front of them was that adulterous woman. Verse 40 tells us that. So the Samaritans came to him. There they were. There they were, souls. Souls who were being brought out of darkness, who were prepared. In one way, this is one of the most shameful things I've ever seen. The disciples already had been transformed by Christ. But what happened? They had lost their zeal. They had forgotten their purpose. They had misunderstood the mission and mandate of Christ to come and to seek and to save that which is lost. At the time of the Protestant Reformation, there was a recovery of what they felt had been so lost, biblical expositional preaching of the Word of God. Here at the Linden United Reformed Church, we are committed to continue that wonderful tradition of preaching the whole counsel of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. We would love to have you be a part of our fellowship. The greatest need of our day is bold and unashamed proclamation of the truth. Join us at the Linden United Reformed Church. Jesus says, look up to his disciples. The fields are already white for the harvest. The harvest is now. Take your eyes off yourselves and look up. There are souls that are prepared that are coming to you for you to reap. I think this is one of the most powerful sections here in John's gospel. At that very moment, they looked up and there the whole city was coming, and at the helm was the woman. And verse 40 tells us they came. In one way, I said a minute ago, this is one of the most shameful things that I've seen, because the disciples who had already been transformed by Christ, remember, at one time, were already telling others. What did they do when they first came? They went running around telling everyone, all their loved ones, of Jesus Christ. Come, see him. Remember what Andrew said? We've found the Messiah. And he brought Peter to Jesus. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Come and see. All these men who just a short time ago were overwhelmed that they had become followers of Jesus Christ and met the Messiah and believed in him, forgot, had grown dull, were drifters. Forgetting his person, forgetting his glory, forgetting who they were, why they were there, why they were following, and they were worried about themselves. And what has just happened? They went into a whole city of Samaritans, and all they brought out is physical food, and this rebel, adulteress, in this short time, now given living water, has sown much, hasn't she? And she is bringing them to Jesus Christ, to come and see him. There come the souls. I wonder what the disciples thought. They look up and they see their enemies, the enemies of Israel, coming. Them, you're going to save. Them, you chose Samaritans through a divorced woman sharing her faith? Christ is saying, enter into that labor. I said yesterday, there's a lot of debate over Revelation 2 as to what it means when he told the church in Ephesus that they left their first love. No one would say, well, it was Christ. No one would say they left Christ. You want to know what it is? I believe you see it here in the disciples. Look at the first fruits. Look at the first love of this woman. She's telling everyone about him. She's excited. The works were following. I mean, that's the application of Revelation 2. Repent and do the first works. The disciples were at one time doing those first works, and now they were focused on themselves. You know, what of us? I hear this often, you know, that at times churches, there was a lot of excitement and then it flops. You know, people were brought into the fold, and what's happened now? Are we looking up? What do you think, and you're in a church, if you're a listener today and you attend a church, what do you think your purpose is? To be entertained or to look up? Verse 39, isn't it just wonderful? And many of the Samaritans of that city believed. And many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. I find that incredibly amazing, that through the simple witness of this woman, who could speak of what Christ did for her, many came into the kingdom. Many wanted to know. Many wanted to hear of the one who was bursting forth in her rivers of living water unto everlasting life. We read in verse 40. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with him, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. What is Jesus showing us here? He's showing that he's the one that prepares hearts. You know, we think our witness has to be so detailed and so beautiful and explained so well. You know, this woman didn't know much. It was a simple testimony of how Jesus changed her. Those hearts were prepared by the Lord. They had come to him, notice that, to hear his word and receive him. You know, if we aren't excited about Christ saving multitudes that no man can number, I wonder if we've been saved. That's the goal, that people would hear him, and that's what the disciples were set apart for. Are we testifying of Jesus Christ? Are we salt and light? Are we his witnesses and disciples to the ends of the earth? What is our view of Jesus and what he is doing? And if we've been filled with living water, because when we are, it should be bursting like a geyser to bleed for others to know this Jesus, who is so filled and satisfied you. Well, that's just the great question, isn't it, today? Are you satisfied? Or does all of your worry about physical food, about this and that, craving after craving after craving, indicating, really, that you still need this living water? It's time to take our eyes off of ourselves and look up to Christ, who gives us water, so that then we would look up and go after others who are ready to be reaped, that his kingdom would be full on that day with a multitude that no man can number. Jesus has made those fields ready for the harvest. Go get them. They're coming, he says. Are you ready for them? Are you happy about them? Adulteresses and adulterers, divorcees and sinners, they're coming. May we long for souls to know this Jesus in the saving power of his gospel. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. of the worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com or give us a call, 360-318-0429. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.